Canadian-born violin soloist Laura St. John has had a phenomenal career. She brings her high-powered performance to the Holland Performing Arts Center this weekend. She's coming for the world premiere of a violin concerto composed for her by longtime friend and colleague, American pianist and composer Martin Kennedy. St. John told me she's eager to take the stage.
I can't wait to hear for the first time. I literally would jump on a plane to Omaha today if we could rehearse. I've been rehearsing it with Martin at the piano, but we're both so incredibly excited to hear it for the first time with the full orchestra.
It's her first time to perform in Nebraska, and she's playing this concerto on a violin with a Nebraska connection. St. John recently met distinguished violin maker David Wiebe, who lives in Woodstock, New York, but who's a Nebraska native. After visiting his studio and playing a violin he had made for some Omaha friends, she fell in love with it. She asked Wiebe to see if his friends would sell it to her.
So anyway, he spoke to his friends who are in Omaha. And so I ended up buying it from the friends who are actually in Omaha. And David Wiebe is born in a place called Beatrice, I believe it's pronounced.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Nebraska. So there's just a lot of weird Nebraska coincidence here.
So she's laying aside her 1779 Guarneri violin this weekend to play Kennedy's violin concerto on the Wiebe violin. St. John says the concerto is composed in Martin Kennedy's unique style, but based in what she calls Americana themes, like folk and bluegrass. She feels it will definitely appeal to those who love the distinctive sound of American composers.
Somebody else is asking me about it. Well, who does it sound like? And of course, I hate saying that because, he's got such a unique and individual voice, but if you really had to push me, I think I might say Copland.
Friday night concert goers get an extra bonus. After the performance, St. John and Kennedy join Maestro Behel for the final After Hours program of the season to play some of their lighter musical collaborations and get up close with concert goers in a casual setting.
When I did an album called Shiksa, which was stuff from Eastern Europe, he set for me the most famous violin piece known in Hungary, which is the Csárdás. And then he actually interspersed it with the most famous Hungarian piano piece known as the Rhapsody No. 2 by Franz Liszt. He made this barnstormer of a piece. We call it Csárdásian Rhapsody. It brings the house down every time.
Performances are at 7:30 Friday and Saturday night, May 20th and 21st at the Holland. Tickets are on sale now at omahasymphony.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.